All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Well, I gave it to you. Got it off my chest. I almost cracked a damn smile last night, and then Duke ruined it. I feel like I'm listening to Mike give his take on his favorite porn. Mike, I think you're suffering from Duke blue balls. I got greedy last night. State win, Michigan lose, Celtics close out the Sixers. But by the way, if you're a Pistons, one of your Piston defenders out there, you don't want none of what was taking place in the fourth quarter last night. You do not, in a seven-game series, want to see what went down in that fourth quarter, which was playoff NBA basketball, Celtics-Sixers. You don't want to see none of that. You can take your little playoff appearance, roll it up nice and tight, and then figure out where to put it. Are we listening to Mike or Eric Thies? As a Michigan fan with Duke, it's a race to the runners-up to the title. I agree with you. Mike, I love the question you posed to Doug and Gator. When will you be doing it? 3 o'clock, probably. What time would it be convenient for you, ticket texter? I'll design the whole show around you, my man. Mr. Hall, Mr. Sullivan, Mr. Beauchene, and Mr. Valeni, it is always a pleasure to listen in. The new podcast has me rolling on the floor laughing. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed, because that's why it's there. Do things that we don't do on the air here. Perfect little compliment for you. Give you something to listen to while you're on the toilet, if you will. It's on demand. 248-539-9797. Greatest game you have ever not finished watching. I was up for the Duke game. I watched the Duke game. I was there at 56-36. Not at 23, not at 17. It was 56-36. And I stuck with it. I said I wanted to give it a couple of minutes. I love watching Zion. That's a topic for later. And the next thing you know, 20 became 16. 16 became 14. 14 became 11. Next thing you know, it had turned from, gee, I wonder if Duke can do it, to just how badly will they beat Louisville? Because, like, Louisville just fell down the stairs. Sully, best game that you didn't finish watching?
Yeah, this still haunts me to this day. Because I was watching the game, and I ended up falling asleep. Woke up, absolutely crazy, watched the highlights in SportsCenter a million times. 2006 National Championship, the Rose Bowl, the Vince Young game.
No.
Texas-USC.
Reggie Bush versus Vince Young?
Yes. So I was 13 at the time. And
wow.
I was
prepubescent.
No, I just loved football, loved everything about it. And I
Poor
was watching that game, and I just fell asleep going into the fourth quarter. And
did you own a razor at age 13?
I'm sure that was maybe 12, 13 when I probably first started shaving, I guess.
Okay, all right.
You talking about a razor like that or a razor like the phone? Which one are you talking about here?
Listen, don't,
which they're,
you know,
bringing back, by the way.
They're selling flip phones now for like $2,000.
They are bringing back the razor, I heard, too, yeah.
I don't know. I thought flip phones always got a bad rap. Like, what did you want? It was the best technology we had. Why you got to make fun of it?
I saw someone with a flip phone just the other day, actually.
Oh, my God.
But, no, it just haunts me, and I kid you not, to this day, I always give my friends a hard time about it. If they, I'm getting tired, I'm not going to watch the end of it. I will never fall asleep during a game again because of that. Like, I specifically, every national title game, especially every championship, I stay and watch those games until the clock hits 00, because I can't live with myself if I fall asleep watching a great game like that with Vince Young getting the corner, that end zone. It just, it haunts me to this day.
Okay, that's a hell of a pick. By the way, fun note, that's the day I got HD television. That morning, I got the HD upgrade.
What a game to watch.
And David, it was glorious.
Oh, man.
You know, because it was the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
It was the two best teams, like sex appeal. And you're like, oh, my God, this HD stuff is great.
Like, why did I live the other way so long?
How does the other half live?
I can't think of one that I actually missed, but I know one that I almost missed. And it's the Michigan-Kansas Trey Burke game.
Oh, that lucky-ass half-court shot.
Yes. I was in need of groceries, They were down 14 with less than 7 minutes left. And I said, you know what? It's over. So I ran to the grocery store.
That was the time you chose to go to the grocery store?
They were down 14. I was done. I said, you know what? I was upset. I said, I'm going to the grocery store.
See, this is where you not drinking hurts you. Because if you were a regular human and had a couple of cocktails,
I couldn't go anywhere.
You're never going to end up at the grocery store.
Yeah, I was at the grocery store.
Oh, my Lord.
Came back into the car, turned the game on, and realized, oh, my gosh, they're down 6. This game is close now. Made it back just in time in my house to watch the shot for Trey Burks. I almost missed that one.
Well, last night, I was there for the Duke game, thank God. And even though while it ruined my night, it was a reminder, don't give up on watching these games because you never know what you're going to miss. Let's go over to Aaron, 97.1. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
So, 2007, I never get tired of talking about it. Appalachian State University, Michigan.
Okay.
Football. I don't get tired talking about it.
All right, I'm tired of this call. I if you can't follow what we're doing and you aren't prepared to talk, what do you want me to do? What's the best game that you didn't finish watching? And you're up here like a kid in Christmas Story going, I like plants. Right, that has nothing to do with this. Football, great. I'm done here. I'm going to go to Adrian and hope the complete sentences are on the menu. Hi, Adrian.
What's up, guys?
Talk to me.
I actually left the Super Bowl party that I was at between the Patriots and Atlanta when it was 28-3. When Tevin Coleman caught that touchdown, I left the party because I had to study. And as I was studying, like it got near the end of the game, my phone started blowing up and I wasn't checking it because I had a couple exams the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally gave in and turned it on and saw how close it was. And I caught like the very end of it, but I didn't get to see the real comeback.
I think that game is going to be a very popular selection, Adrian. And you know what? I got a funny story about it. Now, I didn't quit on it, but I have a buddy who lives in Brooklyn. All right. And he doesn't own a TV. He's never home. He works crazy hours. He was streaming the game on his computer. He gave up. Shuts the computer down, goes to bed. Just decides, I've had enough. His phone starts blowing up. He then understands by the text messages, oh my God, what am I about to miss? The guy gets up in his pajamas and runs to the bar that is down the street from his apartment and watches the rest of that Super Bowl in his pajamas. But he gave up, and luckily he left his phone on. He had decided he was done. He's a Patriot guy, lives in Brooklyn. Adrian, that game is a big selection. I think a lot of people missed the rest of that game. A lot. God, I wish I did. It was quite upsetting. All Atlanta had to do was just run the ball like one more time. That's it. Or have Matt Ryan not take a mammoth sack. I don't want to relive it. 248-539-9797. We will get more of the people coming up. 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.